The emperor interrogated the leaders of the failed insurrection personally, and after a long conversation with Sergei, told his father that he should be proud of such a son. In his diaries, the emperor wrote about Sergei, gifted with an extraordinary mind, received an excellent education, but in a foreign way. He was in his thoughts daring and arrogant to insanity, but at the same time secretive and unusually inflexible. Sergei was one of the five leaders condemned to death by Nicholas I, despite the fact that the death penalty had been abolished in practice since the reign of Catherine the Great. Accepting his fate humbly, Sergei wrote a letter to his father the night before his execution, a letter in which he begs him forgiveness for the grief that he has caused. This letter is in front of you. I can always imagine how he wrote it in a dark cell of the Peter and Paul fortress, choosing his words carefully, as he knows this is the last letter his family will ever get from him. Looking back in time, the Decembrists were reckless and naive in their insurgency. But their sacrifice was not in vain. The next emperor, Alexander II, introduced some of their reforms, the main of which was the abolition of serfdom in 1861. He also pardoned the surviving Decembrists and allowed them to return from Siberia. 36 years after the Decembrist uprising, Matvey returned and struck up a long friendship with his young nephew, my grandfather. However, but that's another story. More importantly, from the 19th century onwards, the Decembrist ideas and their heroism were remembered in countless books, an opera, and even films, especially under the Soviet regime, which cast them as a precursor to their own revolution. And now, if you still have the courage, take a look in the next room.